You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
We're in studio with Anthony Tonan. How are you?
Kia ora, I'm well. How are you?
We're all right. I'm not Rachel. You may have been promised you'd have a lovely conversation with Rachel Ashby, but sadly you've got me today.
That'll do just fine.
I know, I should have given you a heads up, just a forewarning.
Yeah, who's this idiot behind the... Sorry, it's Sarah. We were talking off air. The sandwich conversation continues. My goodness, is a lot of you saying you can put anything in a sandwich. Is also people saying stuff that wets the bread is no good in a sandwich.
Like, I'd agree with that.
Most fruit. Are we including tomatoes? I think we must be including tomatoes.
Oh.
Most fruit do that. There are few fruit sandwiches. Come on, tomatoes. I guess a layer of spread like butter may give it structural integrity. And then Anthony said, maybe you just need a more robust type of bread.
Yeah, less penetrable.
Mm. I agree with that.
What's your favourite kind of left of centre sandwich?
Well, I actually, when someone said fruit in a sandwich, my first instinct was actually, refreshing.
What?
But I realised I was actually thinking of soft corn tortilla tacos.
Ah.
With you know, some kind of fruit, like, I don't know.
Is cucumber a fruit?
Like pineapple?
No, like tomatillo or something.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Tamarillo or, nice. Kind of thing. That kind of stuff is delicious. Yeah, but it's not really sandwich,
I don't know if
it?
That's what the listeners are talking about.
We also had somebody text in saying a meat pie between two slices of white bread is called the Metallica sandwich, which is pretty...
I'd love to know where that information comes from, texter.
Straight from
Give
Lars
Give me your
Ulrich.
Source.
Surely. Surely.
Your source. Get it?
Anyway. Great, yes. Anyway, hi Anthony, what have you come in to talk to us about? You have a new show and a new national tour.
I do, yes. It's called Railland, and it's going to be the second edition of the tour. I did it last year as well, but I can't help myself. And I've written a new show, a new version of the show, and it's kind of a full experience, because at every show in Railland, the entire audience gets on a train. It takes a train to a far-flung but beautiful community venue that you wouldn't otherwise go to, because it'd be a hassle to get to. And so in the North Island, we're sort of commandeering the public train systems to do this. Going to Papatoetoe and Candala, and then in the South Island, where we used to have trains like Auckland, but we've lost them. I'm chartering trains.
Wow.
Oh, nice.
How difficult is that to do?
Extremely difficult.
My goodness. Your commitment to the bit is wonderful, I've got to say. So these venues, because, I mean, you have a fantastic eye for a venue with some New Zealand history. Do you think a lot of those venues exist in the places they are because they were serviced by those rail lines? Like, are they...
Absolutely, yeah.
Do they have those connections?
I mean, that's why they exist. I mean, and so in Auckland, it starts in Auckland next week on Friday, and we're going to Papatoetoe Town Hall. And that's absolutely... I mean, it's 4 minutes walk from the railway station, and that's its reason that it's there. Mm. But it's this incredible hall. I think it was built in 1917. And yeah, old Papatoetoe is cool. It's got that, if you've lived in somewhere like Surrey Crescent, Greyland or anything, you know, it's got that kind of 1900s, 1920s kind of feel. It's very walkable. It's got some grand old buildings.
Built at a similar time, perhaps?
Yeah, yeah. Some beautiful Art Deco apartments too, which I love.
I love
the
those.
Carlson. You know the ones, the Carlson apartments that you see when you're coming on the train?
Yeah.
And so what is the venue in Papatoetoe used for mostly these days? Is it a community hall, or is it just kind of...
One of the things that's interesting is Auckland, with the super city, kind of ate all its community venues, and they're all part of the Auckland booking system now. But Papatoetoe Town Hall is busy. I tell you what, and so busy, in fact, that the only way I could do Papatoetoe Town Hall, which I really wanted to do... Is do it after a Zumba class.
Because
awesome. There is a Zumba class every Saturday night at 6:30. So
in a historic building.
In an historic
Zumba.
Building.
I kind of love that.
Yeah,
I love that.
Yep, it's amazing. It's Zumba with Marlex. So if you wanted to come early, you can. But the way that I've structured this show, so the show sort of starts when the train leaves. So... we're taking the 747 Eastern Line from Britomart. So everybody meets at Britomart. We get on the train. We enter by the front two carriages, so we all know who's going.
Do you all have to wear like a red pocket square or something so you know who's who?
I think we'll figure it out.
Okay.
And then we arrive at Papatoetoe train station at 8:17, and then we walk to the station, and that's to the hall, and that's the start of the show, you know. So it's kind of no kind of messing around with like, when's it really gonna start? It's like when the train arrives, that's when we.
That's beautiful. We have had a texter in who obviously isn't au fait with your earlier work and simply says, so what's the deal with railways then?
What's the deal with railways?
What is your attraction to to railways?
Well, it sort of started last year or just a little bit earlier than last year. I made a music video for the song Old Images. And we didn't know what we wanted to make it about, but we did know we wanted to make it in Dunedin. And
this is with your friend Daniel?
With Julian Varis, a video maker from Christchurch, actually. And I had always seen the little bits of old train stations around Dunedin, and I didn't actually know anything about them, but I thought they were interesting. So I used the video as an excuse to do some research. I once nearly finished a history degree, and so I went back to the Hocken collections in Dunedin and did some research, and I didn't realise that Dunedin had a full suburban train system, just like Auckland's, until 1982.
82.
I would have thought it finished, you know, years and years before that.
But and so was it privatised and then scrapped, or just scrapped?
It was just scrapped. It was scrapped pre-privatisation. It was really sad, actually, because the ridership was actually higher than Auckland's was at the
really?
Time.
What?
Like per capita. But they just, I think, you know, they're just like, wow, it's Dunedin, no one. And, you know, these decisions got made from Wellington.
Right.
It was so overwhelming to realise, because I'd grown up in Dunedin, you know, I was born a few years after that, but I grew up in this diesel bus era, and no one had ever told me that we had had a great train network. That if I'd been born 10 years earlier, I might have taken it to school or something. Mm. And so when I learnt this and we made the video, it was kind of like one of those 60s movies where a psychedelic swirl starts going around and I start falling and... I just became really interested because this is replicated all over the country. All over the country you'll find these incredible transport networks which we used to have and have been ripped up, and not that long ago either. People think, oh, well, it happened so long ago. But actually, you know, for example, the Overlander train used to run every day from Auckland to Wellington until 2012, and now it runs three times a week. So some of this stuff is being pulled up kind of on our watch. So what I wanted to do with Railand was not something negative, or didn't want to bemoan the past. I wanted to really celebrate what is there and value it and kind of bring back the magic and the mundane. And so it started as an idea to do a tour on every possible public train line I could. But then I also wanted to play the South Island, which has no public transport trains, only sort of tourist ones. And so that's when chartering came into it.
How does that even work?
Well, it's actually quite amazing, and it was a real breakthrough to discover that, you know, in the case of Dunedin, as well as the suburban train system, there's also a daily rail car service to Palmerston South, which stopped in this beautiful, now very hippie town called Waitati. And I've always thought that that train should still exist. But what I realised is that if you have 100 people, or 150 people who are going to come to your show anyway, if you can just convince all of them to pay an extra $30 or something, then you can make a train exist for one night.
Wow.
So that's, in the South Island's case, that's what it's about. We recreate public transport that should be there, and we bring it back to life for one magical night.
That's amazing.
Oh, that's
and
awesome.
I just realised if you've just tuned in, we're talking to Anthony Tonnen and we've been talking about his second edition of his Railland tour. But this is all without even mentioning that you yourself, if you are not au fait with the gentleman, are a musician.
Yes.
So this is also a massive part of your tour. It's
yeah.
It's playing your music.
Yeah, and it's a really interesting challenge for me because it's this challenge at the end of the year. You know, I'm touring all year. It's the main thing I do, and I have a couple of different shows I take around. And Railland is a chance for me to have to throw out the set that I've been playing that year, to finally figure out how to play some of the new songs I've been writing, and also to bring back some songs from my past that I have no idea how to play anymore, or certainly with the kind of technology that I've been using in the last couple of years. And then I link them all together by creating these kind of custom musical, half-talking, half-singing kind of segues. So it becomes this kind of one theatrical
big
show.
Big narrative.
Big narrative from start to finish.
This is wild. And the ticket to your show is also, it includes the train fare as well, right?
Well, it does in the South Island, but in Wellington and Auckland, it wouldn't make any sense to do that because the trains are so cheap and we've got such good ticketing system. So in Auckland, I think it'll cost you about $4.80 if you use your hop card.
Swipe your hop card.
Yeah. I mean, and it's, you know, it's the cheapest Railland of all of them because of you're only going three stages or something like that to Papa Toi Toi.
Well, lucky Aucklanders. If you are not in Auckland, the Wellington show is at the Kandala Town Hall via Metlink on the Johnsonville line. That is on December 7th. The Waikare War Memorial Hall via Weka Pass Railway and Special Bus X Christchurch is on December 14th. And the Waitati Hall via Dunedin Railways and Seasider is on December 20th. So this is all kind of in the festive time of year as well.
Yeah. And I think that adds something to the show as well, is a really cathartic energy about it. And that's why when I did the show last year, I pulled out a song called 23, which I guess people who have been following me for a long time know that song and love it, but I normally don't feel I have the jurisdiction to play it anymore. But
because you are not 23 anymore.
Yeah, a little bit older, but but there's something about this time of year, and it was really amazing. Last year we did it on the last Friday of the year in Auckland. And there's just this incredible energy because people are absolutely knackered.
Yeah.
They've just like kind of crash landed into this show and now it's Christmas. And there's something magical that can happen with old and new songs and the audience at that time. It's great. I'd never really done December tours before, but because of the train thing as well, it's kind of, there's a real holiday element to this show.
Especially if you're travelling, literally travelling somewhere, it's really nice at the end of year. Everybody kind of either travels to friends or travels back to family. Someone just texted in saying, I hope you have an ode to Richard Mad Dog Preble, who I'm assuming probably had something to do with the scrapping of the trains. maybe not.
Maybe he'll come along. I think he lives a few stops down, and he's been lobbying for more trains.
Wow. Well, maybe that's why we need an ode to Richard Preble. Or, you know, maybe not. Speaking of odes of yours, we played something from earlier in your career, earlier in the show, something from Fragile Thing.
Oh, wow.
And then we promised the listeners that we would play something completely and utterly up to date. So we have queued up your Chills cover.
Oh, cool. Awesome.
This is beautiful. Anthony's done a cover of Submarine Bells by the Chills. Why did you choose to cover this track? It's lovely.
Well, I got asked to around May when Martin's movie came out, which is such an incredible movie. And I'd actually toured with them a couple of years before that while they were filming the movie. So I was really excited about it, and I got asked to do this by a small radio station based in Wellington. And
you're allowed to say their name, we're all friends.
Yeah, cool. And anyway, so I learned it, and it was so hard. I spent like a whole week trying, because it's like, you don't notice, he makes it sound very simple, but the time signature keeps changing in this song. There's all of these extra bars and strange things that happen. And then the chords are ridiculously difficult, and then I made them harder as well. But I was really proud of it, and I wanted to, not just to do a live version, but actually figure out how to do a studio version and make it a little bit nicer.
Well, it's lovely. We're going to play it for you here now. It's also on rotate here at BFM. This is Anthony Tonon's Submarine Bells.
Snow alights as dark sea grows, then far below lies softly glowing snow turned slowly into water. I know deep down had I known you so. Submerged sound sublime. So the colder, deeper tolling reaches dissolution. You etch a fascist whirlpool, go swirling round and round. I can watch and wonder as your gaze moves past my shoulder, just a glimpse of us that flashes at me. I know deep down had a new soul.
Make you feel
That was Submarine Bells, of course, a Chills cover by Anthony Tonon, who we have just been talking to about his brand new show and tour, Railland 2019. You can catch Railland yourself on Friday the 6th of December at the Papatoetoe Town Hall. It involves travelling with the man himself and a long-form kind of lovely end-of-year narrative. You can buy tickets for the show from anthonytonon.com/railland. Anthony is spelled A-N-T-H-O-N-I-E. Or we will be posting up a link to how to buy tickets soon after the show. Somebody texted in during that cover saying, "Wow, I literally cried." Probably not the only one.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.